What's going on, everybody? America Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you guys our preview of the SEC Championship coming up this Saturday between the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Georgia Bulldogs. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those scores down below in the comment section. Also, check out the description for links to our podcast, our website, and our patron page, as well as the College Football Roundup channel that we do with the football expert. Also, look down there for some tagged products from our shop. You can also find the shop link in the description. Check out some of those products. We got some nice deals over there running. But also help me reach that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of November. We're about 15 away. So let's get going on that. But let's go ahead and jump in to today's video. So, got Alabama versus Georgia. Georgia comes in as a 6-point favorite in this game against Alabama. This game will be this Saturday, December 2nd. It'll be at, I believe, the 4 o'clock game on CBS. But Alabama comes into this game 11-1 on the year, 8-0 in the SEC. Georgia comes in 12-0 on the year, 8-0 in the SEC. So these have been two very good teams so far this season. They've played in some big games. They've won a lot of big games. You look at Alabama, they lost week two to Texas 34-24 at home, but they've been perfect since then. Beat Ole Miss at home, number 15 in the country at the time, 24-10. Beat number 17 Tennessee at home, 34-20. Beat number 14 LSU at home, 42-28. I do find it a little bit concerning that they've had all these big games at home, and now they got to go to Georgia, but in the SEC Championship to Atlanta. So I guess technically to Georgia, but not to Athens. But it's probably going to be a pretty even crowd, but Georgia fans are going to be there, and they're going to be loud, and it's definitely going to be. As close to a road environment as Alabama's faced against a good team this season. Now I get like they did have to go to Auburn and escape 27-24. Auburn's not a good team. That's just a big game because it's a rivalry. They went on the road to Kentucky. Kentucky's not a good team. Texas A&M on the road, they're not a good team. Mississippi State on the road, they're not a good team. South Florida on the road, they're not a good team, yet they looked great. When they played Alabama, they were tied at 3 going into the half, and Alabama only won 17-3. And so it's just been a crazy season for Alabama, because you look at the scores. They beat Ole Miss 24-10 coming off a week where they barely beat South Florida. And then they go kill Mississippi State on the road. But then they play a bad A&M team. They only win 26-20. They somehow survive Arkansas at home, 24-21, who's very bad. They're down 20-7 against Tennessee at halftime. They come back to win that one 34-20. They're tied 28-28 with LSU until Dallas Turner knocks Jaden Daniels out, which he's made a habit of doing. They stomped a pretty bad Kentucky team, 49-21. They should have lost to Auburn 27-24, came away with a win in that one. But, I'm not buying all this hype that Alabama's a college football playoff team. I'm just not. I just don't think they're at the level that they have been. I just don't think that they've done what they've needed to do to get into the playoff, especially if it comes down to a one-loss Alabama team as a conference championship. As a conference champion, and a one-loss Texas as a conference champion. Alabama's going to get in over Texas, and it's just stupid because Texas went to Tuscaloosa. They beat Alabama by 10 points. But, the committee doesn't care about that. So Alabama will get in if that type of situation happens. Same thing with Oregon and Washington. If Oregon beats Washington in the Pac-12 championship, both teams would have one loss. It would be to each other. Oregon would get in. Washington would be left out for Alabama, even though Washington should also be in the playoff. But there's eight teams this year that you could make a case to get into the playoff. And that's why it sucks we don't have the 12-team playoff this year, because you know, there's going to be two or three really good teams that get left out. Like you look at if a Texas or Ohio State or a Washington gets left out, those are teams that 100% could win the national championship had they had a shot in the playoff. And they're just not going to get that opportunity. And you look at a Florida State, and this Florida State's the hardest part, because if Florida State wins and they beat Louisville pretty bad and they go to the playoff, they're not going to be able to hang with those teams, but they earn it and they deserve it, but it wastes a spot because they're not going to be able to hang with them. They'll lose by 30 just because they're not going to be able to do anything with a backup quarterback in the playoffs. So it sucks, but it's definitely something to watch because there's a lot on the line for both Georgia and Alabama this week in this game, because both of these two teams are playing. Like, it's not guaranteed if Georgia loses this game that they're in the playoffs. Obviously, Bama has to win to get in, but I think for Georgia, you kind of have to also, because you don't know what's going to happen behind you, and so you want to make sure that you're in the playoffs. So, but if Georgia loses, they may not make it in. But you look at the series history between these teams, at least recent history. Alabama's 3-0 in the SEC championship game against Georgia since 2012. They beat Mark Richt back in that season, and they've beat Kirby Smart in the SEC championship game twice. Then you look at Nick Saban. He's 7-2 against the Dogs as the head coach of Alabama, dating back to 2007. You look at Kirby Smart. He's 1-4 against Alabama. But he did win the previous matchup 33-18 in the 2021 national championship. But like I said, he's 0-2 in the SEC championship against him. We'll see if he can get over that hump. This is going to be a fun one. This isn't the best Alabama team we've seen in recent years, and this is definitely isn't the best Georgia team we've seen in recent years. We'll see who can win the battle of the lessers. I forget where I saw that at. It was I think on SEC Shorts or something like that. But yeah, these teams, they aren't as good as the teams that have been that have been previous at these coaches have had, but still two solid teams. I think Georgia is probably a little bit better coming into it, but you know, who knows what's really gonna happen with it. As number one, we got the Georgia as the big, let's get into the biggest three factors. The number one factor is the Georgia defense. You know, they're going to have to play good. This defense is certainly not what it's been the last 2 years for the Dogs. They're going to have to play better. They're going to have to be better, not just in this game, but if they want to win a national championship, they're going to have to play better. You look at them, they allowed 363 yards to Georgia Tech, 205 yards on the ground with 4.7 yards per carry. Alabama's been running the ball well recently. And you look at Georgia as well, they've also allowed 350-plus yards in three of their last four games, so not great. They're going to have to step that up because Milroe and this Alabama offense, they've been clicking here recently. And so, you know, he's been keeping them in every game, so they got to find a way to limit him and shut him and contain him. And I think all that starts with stopping the run. Alabama's, they've got a better rushing offense than Georgia Tech does. And Georgia Tech ran for 205 yards on them. So, you know, they got to find a way to improve from last game, which I know too, it's a rivalry game. So like everything goes out the window in the rivalry games, but still, point stands, Georgia defense in the run game is going to have to get better. And Alabama is going to have to find a way to run the football. Number two factor for me is Jalen Milroe. I think that, you know, he's been a stud for him. He's really been about the only thing keeping this team alive, and him in that defense. And so I think that Milroe is going to have another magical game like he did against LSU. He's going to have to play his tail off and just keep them in the game. And he's going to have to win the game for them also. Like, they just don't have any other guys around him that can do it. He's going to have to go out there and win the game and carry this offense. He's going to have to carry the run game. He's going to have to carry just the leadership, all that stuff. But he's definitely capable of it. He's done it in previous games. Now, obviously not against competition like they're going to get in Georgia. But he has done it, and he's going to have to do it again, and he's going to have to rise to the occasion and step it up here. And so we'll see if he's able to do that. But then number three for me is the Alabama run defense. Alabama has allowed 200-plus rush yards in two of the last three games, that one not including Chattanooga because that's just – it doesn't count. But allowing 200-plus rush yards in two of the last three games, that's not good. Auburn last week ran for 244 yards on them. So if you allow this Georgia offense to run for 200-something yards, and then, you know, you give Carson Beck, and now you got a healthier Brock Bowers. He's back and more healthy than he's been. You look at Ladd McConkey. He's been playing well. He still doesn't seem fully 100%, but he's definitely getting a lot more healthy than he's been. Carson Beck, he's getting more of a role in this offense. They're going to him a lot more earlier in the game, and he's been looking great. His confidence has been up. He's been lighting defenses up. So for Alabama, you got to stop the run for Georgia, make them one-dimensional, put the game on Carson Beck. And I think if they're able to do that, especially with that secondary they have, that it's a real winnable game for Alabama. I just don't know if they're going to be able to stop that Georgia run game. I think that Georgia very well may come out and run for 250 yards on them. And if they do that, then they're in some trouble because Alabama's in some trouble because then that gives Beck one-on-one coverage on the outside, and he's going to find guys and make throws. It just shred your defense. But it's definitely going to be a highly competitive game, a highly entertaining game. But let's get to my score prediction for this one. So Georgia comes in favored by 6 points, but I'm taking Alabama in the upset. Give me the Tide, 31-27. I think they upset the Dogs. I just haven't been impressed with how Georgia's played all season long. They've played a lot of close games. I will say, though, whenever it comes time to play a big game, a big team, they just stomp them, but they haven't played a team like Alabama this season. Missouri's probably the closest there is to it, and I mean, they only beat Missouri by 9. And that was at Georgia. So, you know, had that game been at Missouri, might have been different. But, you know, I think that they're going to struggle with a team like Alabama. I still think it's very possible Georgia wins the game, but I think this is going to be a close, highly competitive game. And I think at the end, Saban just outcoaches Kirby Smart. He gets him, kind of like he did in the national championship game against Clemson when Saban was, they were down. They had just scored a touchdown to go up, and they kick an onside kick, and they get it. Surprise Clemson, then they go down and score again, and now they've got their foot on the gas. They're in position. They've got all the control, and maybe Saban pulls something like that. But I think Georgia's going to have a hard time stopping Milroe, and I think Alabama's going to have a hard time stopping Carson Beck and that Georgia offense. But I just feel that, you know, Milroe will take Alabama down the field and win it at the end of the game. And so that's what I think will happen. But it's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a dogfight for sure. It's going to be a fun game. And who knows, Georgia could come out and win this game by 20 points. Who knows? But it's going to be a fun one. That's what I think happens. I think Bama covers and actually wins the game. But, yeah, it's going to be a fun one. Definitely don't want to miss that one. Stay tuned for it. But that wraps up today's video. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Help me reach 1,100 by the end of November. Appreciate all of you guys tuning in today, and we'll see.